Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Welcome, everybody. This is Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday with us. We are excited for the show today.
Yes, we got another special topic coming up later, as usual, but we're going to jump also into the music, as usual. So
it's a usual kind of day.
Yeah, just a normal kind of day. But
so the first song is going to be Cooler Than This by Art Deco, and they're based in Victoria. So, hope you like it.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. The last song that you just heard was by Horse Girl, and it's called Well, I Know You're Shy. And the song before that is one of my favorite songs right now. It's by Colorbox. It's called The Moon is Blue, and it's the 12-inch version remastered. It's just one of those songs that keeps getting better and better throughout the song, like more complex. She, like, the singer gets more passionate and stuff, so I feel like you guys should definitely check it out again. Like, each time I listen to it, I'm like, oh, it's so good. And then the song right before that was Into Equilibrium by The House Plants, and House is spelled like H-A-U-S. And yep, that's it.
I think that's
all we heard.
Yeah, so we're gonna do our little topic for this week. We're going to go slightly more political than we usually do, but we wanted to discuss the latest, Donald Trump's executive order, but specifically the one regarding gender ideology in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause we've talked about just the general, some of his executive orders before, but you know, some of it's actually being implemented now, so It's good to talk about.
So, yeah, just to preface, so as we all know, Donald Trump was elected in January, and in his first 2 weeks of office, he signed almost 40 executive orders. So, usually presidents do sign a lot of executive orders throughout their terms. Every president in the U.S. has, but the fact that he's done 40 in the first 2 weeks is pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's wanting to revamp. Yeah. Not even revamp, maybe take it back a bit,
system. He's done a lot. He's been going after immigration, public school, one of them, gender ideology, which is the one we want to discuss a little more. And as well, just the definition. So he's been signing these executive orders. And so these are written directives signed by the president that orders the government to kind of take specific actions. So this is actually not a law itself, but it just prioritizes certain topics and actions to take going down the chain of power. So anyways, the executive order is called, I believe, Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government.
That was a page on the White House that I just took a look at very quickly. And then I started reading a lot of the language that was used in that page. And it is, he's basically talking about transgender people throughout the whole thing because he's, you know, wanting to return biological truth, which is, you know, like, that's really not what... Anyways, sorry. Let me just get to what I was trying to say before I start, like, getting angry. But he uses words like attack a lot throughout that White House page. Like, he's saying that it's kind of an attack on women's rights, like cis women's rights in intimate spaces, like prison, domestic abuse shelters, like that kind of thing. And he says, quote, attacks women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being, end quote, in reference to transgender people. Or, well, he doesn't even say that. He says, you know, like, men dressed as women, which is already, like, trying to change the general kind of understanding of transgender people and make them to be this scary force that is, like, invading and attacking on in women's spaces, which is just not even true. He says there's like a corrosive impact, not just on women, but on the validity of the entire American system. So by posing transgender people or genderqueer people as a threat, he is now kind of turning anger, like, within citizens to each other rather than, okay, yeah, like, maybe the government right now currently is dangerous, and he's just like, oh, you guys fight amongst yourselves, basically. Let me do some fear-mongering. Let me, like, try to create some chaos while I just do my other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for transgender, so the executive order is basically going after transgender people and also trying to eradicate the idea of gender identity, mm-hmm. As well. So he says that he puts specific definitions for what we have to say for women and girls and for men and boys. And he says that women and girls shall mean adult/juvenile females, and that men and boys would be adult/juvenile human males. And so he's kind of, eradicating the idea of gender identity by putting, because woman is a definition for gender identity, and that is a person's innate sense of gender. So it's more of the feeling of what they are compared to sex, which is the set of biological attributes in humans and animals. So he says that sex and gender should be morphed into one and that there is no gender because now woman equals female and man equals male.
Mm-hmm.
And because right now it's a really tricky conversation because even the definition is so loose for the gender identity side of things. It's not clearly defined, but right now woman means a person who exhibits neurological or social traits that are associated but that are not exclusive to the female sex. So this acknowledges transgender woman,
mm-hmm.
Who transition because, I mean, they are biologically male, but they feel they have a gender identity that's close to a woman, and I believe that we should respect that. But what Trump is doing with this document is that he is kind of making transgender people the enemy with using all these words by saying that, oh, like, transgender attack women by, like DJ Star mm-hmm. said, like, deprive them of their dignity and change the validity of the entire American system. And he even said things like, oh, like, that transgender people, that they turn transgender for the goal of gaining access to women's domestic abuse shelters, to women's workplace showers. Like, their entire goal of turning trans is to get into these safe spaces.
Yeah.
And not that they feel like they're in the wrong body, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what do you mean? And so many people, I mean, this is from the White House official page, so everyone reads this, and mm-hmm. everyone reads the type of wording he uses, too, and it will influence lay people.
Yeah. And also just using the word, like, truth, as in, like, this is the undeniable truth, is that your sex is your gender, we're erasing gender, now we're just talking about sex, is, like, you can't just say that a bunch of people's existence isn't true or isn't, like, they don't exist. You're basically saying they don't exist, which doesn't erase them, but it just makes it more dangerous for them to exist, basically, which is very horrible. And, yeah, like, gender identity is a very complex conversation, but...
Yeah, because
at the same time, it's just like, let people express themselves however they want. Like, they're not hurting anybody. I don't really understand why people care so much and want to police it. But yeah.
Yeah, because people do argue that why is there even a difference between, like, gender identity and sex? Like, why do we even have mm-hmm. two different things? Because gender identity is more of a social construct. But we need social constructs in life because, like, for example, money is a social construct. Like, I mean, we use it all the time, and it's how we make transactions. It makes life easier for everyone and more organizable. And gender identity is just a social construct as well. Like, in sentences we use he, him, she, her. It's to make things or make topics more easy to talk about and just general actions in everyday life easier.
And also, like, gender identity or gender expression has changed throughout time and across cultures, too. It's not just, like, this one static thing where it's, like, oh, women are going to have long hair and wear skirts or something, and then men are going to wear pants and carry briefcases. Like, it's not like that. But I feel like the current U.S. government is trying to make it a very binary, rigid structure versus actually seeing it as more of a fluid, like, changing perspective that a lot of people have on gender. Like, in the 1800s, men are going to be, you know, like, having long white hair and wearing wigs and skirts and stuff. And, like, that's still, you know, like, a man, or if he feels like a man, that's how he's going to express himself. So,
exactly. Yeah. Like, our definitions are never set in stone throughout centuries. Like, for example, H2O, water, they argued for centuries over what water was. And they didn't actually figure it out that it was